It's Friday, May 3rd, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Russ County man is charged with attempted homicide after a shooting Tuesday night. Wisconsin's fishing season opens this weekend, and celebrate rural life with a program at Fairtime Chapel in Rice Lake on Saturday. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Russ County man is in custody charged with attempted first-degree homicide and other charges related to a shooting that left a victim with a gunshot wound to the head, police say. The Russ County Sheriff's Office said 56-year-old William Irvin II of Ladysmith was arrested Tuesday. The incident began around 10:30 p.m. Tuesday, where a caller told police about a man who had a gunshot wound. Investigators learned there had been a domestic physical altercation, and the Baron Russ Emergency response team was dispatched to take the suspect into custody at a residence in the town of Thornapple. Irvin was being held in the Russ County Jail on a $20,000 cash bond with conditions to have no contact with the victim. The nature of the victim's injuries was not known, but court records noted they were admitted to a hospital. The Department of Natural Resources is reminding you to get your license before you head out to fish this weekend. Raymond Newport casts a line.
Fisheries Director Justine Haas says a license is the most important piece of fishing gear in your tackle box.
If you're 16 or older, resident or non-resident, make sure you buy your 2024 fishing license. That's definitely something you need when you're out on the water.
You can get your fishing license online at gowild.wy.gov or at most places you buy your fishing gear. Also, be sure to pick up a copy of this year's regulations so you can be sure you're legal on the water. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Celebrate rural life Saturday in Rice Lake. Amber Gonski with details.
The Fairtime Chapel at the Barron County Fairgrounds in Rice Lake invites you to celebrate rural life and local agriculture this Saturday at 3 p.m. Along with music and a message, Emily Hagen previews the program.
Pastor John, he's from Stanfold Lutheran. He's going to help lead a prayer service, bless our farmers, bless seeds. So bring your seeds, even if you live in town. It doesn't have to be just farmers. Anybody can bring their garden seeds, pray for rain, and just really take the opportunity to acknowledge the work our farmers do.
All are welcome to this free event. The Fairtime Chapel is dedicated to outreach beyond denominations as Christians united by Christ. For more information, check their Facebook page. I'm Amber Gonski.
More details about the somber day in the Dane County village of Mount Horeb, where a school shooting ended in tragedy but could have been much worse. Robin Colbert has the story.
Parents and their kids are trying to come to terms of their school district becoming the most recent in a seemingly never-ending list of schools having to deal with the tragedy of a mass shooting. And while there is no such thing as a good ending to these stories, the dire situation in Mount Horeb ended better than most, as the only loss of life was the 14-year-old gunman. Students at Mount Horeb's middle school saw him trying to break out the window of the cafeteria late Wednesday morning with the butt of a rifle. That didn't work, so he started shooting at the window. Cops quickly got on scene, and the suspect was shot and killed. So many disturbing images of the terror of the day. One of the more gut-wrenching photos, rollerblades strewn about as terrified kids in a gym class ran for their lives. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
An advocacy group wants special interest funding out of state Supreme Court elections. Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin says there is too much money muddying the waters.
Both on the left and the right certainly perceive the other side as being affected by all of this special interest money, you know, the tremendous amount of money that Justice Protasiewicz utilized to be elected against Dan Kelly in 2023.
Heck says the state needs to set clear recusal rules for judges for cases involving groups that spent money on their campaigns. He's also calling for a repeal of the 2010 Supreme Court decision that allowed for unlimited special interest funding in elections. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.